the All-Star Parade of Bands. Well, hello there. From Basin Street, way down south, here in the middle of old New York City, this is Fred Collins welcoming you on behalf of the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians as a contribution to the United States Treasury Department. We're representing the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this broadcast transcribed, it's Louis Dutchmo Armstrong. Yes, NBC and the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you that there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce your musical host, the one and, need I say, the only, Louis Dutchmo Armstrong.
Now the pale moon shining on the fields below. Now folks are crooning some love. You didn't tell me, boy, because I know, yes, when it's sleepy time down south, yes, the soft wind blowing through the pine wood trees, that folks down there live a life of ease. When old mammy falls on the knees, yeah. When the sleepy time dies out, yes. Steamboats up the river, coming and going, my daughter's there, splashing the night away. You hear those banjos ringing, and the folks are singing, and they dance till the break of day. Yeah. Dear old Southland, with this dreamy song, you take me by where I belong, right in mammy's arms. Bantas, 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 bantas. How did you, everybody?
Well, Louis, thank you. It's so wonderful to be with you again here in Basin Street for good old Uncle Sam and U.S. Savings Bonds. And what better way could we shock the people than with Stomping at the Savoy?
This is Barry Deems.
Barry Deems on drums. Go. Thank you. Oh, Louis, that was so grand. So wonderful, with Barrett Deems on the drums, and while we're at it, I might mention that the remarkable trombonist, Mr. Chummy Young, is on trombone, of course, with Barney Bigard on clarinet, and Arvel Shaw on the bass, and Billy Kyle at the 88 of the Steinway. What are you going to do now, Louis?
A little kiss to Bill on your chops.
A little kiss to Bill on your chops? Well, what? We'll have a conference.
A kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. I kiss to build a dream on. Yes. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Yes, give me one thing before we part. I kiss the village man. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you. Oh, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Then give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Yes, give me what you alone can give. I guess there'll be lonely more. That I make it believe that's true. Yes, lend me your chops for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Yes, give me what you alone can give. I can't stop in the demon.
I know what you mean about those chops, or lips. Oh, and Louis, that was so wonderful, and everybody here at Basin Street is having such a wonderful time enjoying all this wonderful music, including, before I say who it's including, I just want to say that as a good example of the kind of people who come here to enjoy this music, because Louis is so much of a musician's musician. Our good friend Errol Garner, one of the finest pianists in the business, is here in Basin Street with us, listening to the sounds between his own sets, and we are happy to see him. And Errol, this is not directed at you or Louis or Barney Bigard here or Trummy or any of you, but what happened to your last paycheck? Can you account for most of it, or did a few dollars get away again? You know, if you'd have asked your employer to set aside those few dollars in the payroll savings plan, you wouldn't have missed them either. And yet they'd have been yours for future spending or future security. Yes, buying United States savings bonds on the payroll savings plan is an easy, automatic way to save money without missing it. Your employer saves it for you, and he'll set aside any amount you save before every payday. It's money you never count on and never miss, therefore. Payday after payday, these amounts automatically grow into savings bond after savings bond. And each bond you buy pays back $4 for every three you put in. Savings bonds are a wonderful investment. So ask your employer about the payroll savings plan where you work and sign up for savings before next payday. You'll enjoy tomorrow more if you begin buying United States savings bonds today. And now, Barney Bigard, what do you have to say? Rose Room, the perennial old favorite, and Barney Bigard on clarinet. Tell him, Barney. Thank you. Oh, so wonderful. Barney Bagard on clarinet. Louis, yes, what's coming up next?
Well, the youngster at the piano.
Youngster.
From Guys and Dolls, we turn you over to Billy Kyle at the piano, folks.
Satchmore Armstrong here at Basin Street, where everyone is having such a wonderful time. Say, is the grass always greener on your neighbor's side of the fence? Worse yet, does he have the power mower to cut it? Well, chances are other folks have the things they have because somewhere along the line they've saved for them. Now, why don't you? You know, saving can be easier than you think when you save regularly with United States Savings Bonds. A definite amount of money set aside on a regular basis is seldom missed, you know. And yet these regular amounts accumulate rapidly, and before long you have a collection of savings bonds to spend as you please. A nice thing about United States savings bonds, they earn extra dollars, too. You get back $4, you know, for every three you put in. Even more if you hold them beyond maturity. Extra savings to add to your own. So, envy your neighbor no more. Begin saving for the things you want instead. And you can begin by buying United States savings bonds today. And now, Louis, what's coming up next here for the wind-up of the show?
Well, let's bring Thelma on with a little sposing now.
Thelma Middleton, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands with Louis Satchmore Armstrong. Presented, of course, as a contribution by the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians to the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department and transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, folks, there's no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds, and for the nation's top orchestras, it's this All-Star Band Parade. Won't you join us next week at the same time for another All-Star Parade of Bands? Invest in the bond today and keep on buying them regularly. It's an investment in your country and in your future security. Fred Collins saying so long for now.
Enjoy your Grand Ole Opry tonight over most NBC radio stations.